That sense of never feeling alone on Thanksgiving that Ritu was talking about, Armenian Americans can sure relate to that. There are about 1 million Armenians in the U.S. About half of them live in California, mostly around Los Angeles. And that's where Valerie Hamilton dropped in on an early Iranian-Armenian Thanksgiving celebration.
I asked Vartan Hovnanian, who's Iranian-Armenian, what's his favorite Thanksgiving dish?
As usual, the turkey. Turkey and stuffing, mashed potatoes, with some gravies. Yummy.
Hovnanian loves Thanksgiving, and he celebrates it twice every year, at home on the holiday and the weekend before here at the annual Thanksgiving bash at the Christ Armenian Church outside of Los Angeles. If that sounds like a lot of celebrating, well, he has a lot to celebrate. He and his family came to the U.S. as refugees from Iran 28 years ago today.
We came here Thanksgiving Day of 1986.
His older daughter, Elise Hovsepian, has heard this story since she was a kid.
He always mentions it every single year, and I just nod and I smile back at him.
Elise was just a baby when the family came to the U.S. Armenians were a Christian minority in Iran, and after Ayatollah Khomeini led the 1979 Islamic Revolution, things got very tough very fast.
I couldn't go with my wife next to me while I'm driving somewhere because of Khomeini's regime guards. They used to stop us. I had to have a proof or ID that she's my wife.
The whole family finally fled 5 years into the Iran-Iraq War. Bombs were falling on Tehran. They spent a year in transit in Germany. Then, in November of 1986, their visas came through. They traveled to California, where the rest of the family was waiting.
We went to my brother. Actually, my brother picked up us from airport. We went to his house. Turkey's ready, everything. And my other brothers came from Oklahoma City, and one of them from Manitoba, Canada. I didn't know anything about the Thanksgiving, what's all about, what's the history of Thanksgiving. But we're just celebrating.
At the church hall tonight, the celebration is just getting started.
First of all, it's a feast. Did you see it?
It's hard to miss. There's a line out the door for two long buffet tables with huge trays of turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, gravy, green salad, pumpkin pie.
One of the biggest things, one of the most important things is food in our culture.
So there's also pita bread, a Persian-style salad with cabbage, carrot, walnuts, and raisins, a traditional Armenian stew called lubya horesht with beef, green beans, and potato, and Persian tadik, which is this delicious, crispy layer of saffron rice off the bottom of the pan. The room is full, with about 250 people squeezed around banquet tables decked with pumpkins and gourds. Nearly everyone here came to the U.S. like the Hovnanians, as religious refugees from Iran. Most people are speaking Armenian, but then a high school student takes the stage and talks about the history of Thanksgiving in English.
During this time, there were a group of Christians known as Puritans who were persecuted and who were imprisoned because they were not allowed to worship in the way they wanted to worship God.
All of a sudden, I get it. Why this American holiday means so much to the people in this room.
You know, we do have freedom in America to be thankful for, that we can express our faith and not be persecuted for that, not have rocks be thrown at our churches because we're Christians.
We celebrate to honor the holiday that we are in U.S., government accepted us as a refugee. We didn't know what's going to happen, but it's 30 years already gone.
All these years after the Hovnanians' first Thanksgiving, they're celebrating again today. And their Iranian, Armenian, Californian Thanksgiving is about as true to the Thanksgiving spirit as it gets. Turkey and tadik and the story of Americans, old and new, seeking and finding a home.
For me, this is what it is. I may not really understand what's American and what's, you know, fully Armenian and Iranian. For me, this is Thanksgiving.
For the world, I'm Valerie Hamilton, Los Angeles.